You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now with 91450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate joining us for the program this hour. The show is brought to you by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. Two great locations, one, the Concord Hospital campus, the other, 125 North Main Street. The Prescription Center will also deliver prescriptions to you free of charge. It's the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Cheney's Apple House Furniture. Don't you dare buy furniture without checking out Cheney's always low prices. To peruse their selection, go to nhfurniturestore.com. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This segment also brought to you by Dennehy & Boulay. If you're looking for experienced professionals in government affairs, Dennehy & Boulay are your guys. Check them out at dennehyboulay.com. For this segment of the program, we're going to head to Pat's Peak as we stick with the skiing theme here on this snowy Monday in the great state of New Hampshire, and head to the chairlift at Pat's to talk with Nick. So we're joined by Nick here at Pat's Peak as Pat's Peak opened for the season this past weekend. And you know, Pat's Peak is awesome because so many people in this region grew up learning how to ski here. For my kids, you know, they were part of the Learn to Ski program, and now they've become better skiers and still love coming to Pat's Peak, though. And Nick, kind of take us through what the opening of the season is like for you guys. You start to blow out more trails.
Yep. So our snowmakers are always hard at work getting the trails as covered as they can. It's always weather dependent, but when they get the weather for it, it's crazy how much snow they can really put out here. So we're opening with 10 trails right now, and we got some great runs both in the valley side for some of the more beginner stuff, and a couple trails over on the main mountain as well.
Yeah, I like the trails you guys picked to open up here on the larger hill as well. One Black Diamond and Cyclone, I think Dust or East Wind is the other one that is open at this point. So how do you guys pick which trails you're going to open up with? Because obviously there's off the top of the hill, there's a green trail down as well. You guys picked the blue and the black, and over on the valley side is where the green trails are open.
Well, we want to make sure that obviously there's something for everyone. So kind of over in the valley area, that's where we usually have our more beginner trails, and over on the main mountain side, we have a little bit more advanced stuff, just because if we're getting started, we want to make sure that we can get a certain amount of trails open, and some of these trails are some of the shorter trails, so they're easier to kind of fill out with snow. And then once we get that, it's easier to get more trails and more terrain open when we kind of start off with those trails. And then again, over on the main side of the mountain as well, it kind of varies. You know, sometimes they'll choose certain trails over others certain years. But I think this year we just put in a whole new snowmaking system and electrical line up Cyclone. So I think they were really excited to do that one as well. And that's probably one of the reasons why that trail is open this year for opening day.
Yeah, you guys have invested a lot in infrastructure here over the last couple of years. The Cascade Basin opened up a couple years back, probably about 6 or 7 years at this point.
Yeah.
And we see more in terms of the lodge investment in that, and also you mentioned the snowmaking system, which is so important, which allows for you to keep good conditions and also to allow for the season to extend both in terms of the opening now and also later on in the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the lodge as well. The lodge has been great to watch up going up over the summer. That started off at the very end of last season, putting the cement pad down, and then once the spring hit, you saw the post and beam go up. And over the past month or two, they just put all the walls up and everything, and we're really looking forward to about sometime, hopefully in December, opening that up to the public. Every single year, our general manager, Chris Blomback, is always trying to invest in just everything that he possibly can to make this mountain better.
Yeah, Pat's Peak is so much fun because it's proximity to Concord, and also it's a place where all age groups can ski together. And again, it's a great learner's mountain for my kids. And even for me, I didn't really start skiing until I was around 30. And this and Loon were the two spots where I learned. So I'm noticing now that it seems like there's as many, if not more, boarders and skiers. Is that a trend that the industry is seeing, is it transitioning more towards borders? It seems like it kind of comes and goes. I remember back, like in the 2000s, it was snowboarding was where things were heading and skiing was.
Yeah, so,
and then it kind of went away a little bit and they evened out. Is boarding coming back more than it did before?
You know, I haven't seen any numbers to really know if it is or not, but I mean, this season, especially at the beginning of the season, I've definitely noticed a whole lot more boarders on the hill, which has been pretty cool. I mean, generally, I think it's like, 70-30, I think is what the average has been.
Don't quote me on
that. Yeah, yeah. Skiers to snowboarders. But yeah, I mean, like, it always kind of fluctuates, and it's been really interesting to see as many snowboarders on the hill as there are right now.
So does the boarder usually show up and just want to do that, or have they skied and then they want to try something new and they like it, or how many individuals do both? You're a boarder, I'm a skier, I don't snowboard. You, I think, have skied before.
I do ski, occasionally. I think it all comes down to everyone's preference. You know, some people prefer, they feel more comfortable kind of maybe like facing the mountain head on, whereas like some people that maybe have skateboarded before might feel more comfortable with kind of like that sideways
or type surfed
movement or surfed. But I think it really comes down to personal preference, and like sometimes it's easier to pick up one over the other, and then, you know, the other one might have just like had that aha moment and clicked with a certain person. But I think there comes to a point too where maybe you have tried one for a while and you might branch off in another one and then find that you really like it. Or, you know, you might stick with skiing or snowboarding, or even snow biking.
Yeah, that's I've seen that on the hill here a couple times before, and that's pretty interesting. I think that particularly for kids, like once they've mastered one thing, like Brennan, my 7-year-old, we're going to hear from in a second. Like, he wants to snowboard now because he thinks he's mastered skiing.
Yep.
And so he wants to try something new. So I think that's kind of how, if you grow up around the mountain, that's kind of how the mindset goes. But yeah, it's both are really interesting. And if you have, surfed before or skateboarded before, there's kind of that natural transition into snowboarding. As we're headed towards the top of the hill, we're going to take a brief break here on the program, then bring in the kids. We're going to go down Cyclone, which is one of the Black Diamonds off of the main mountain here. Anything else that's going on here that people should know about as you guys begin the season?
We're just excited to be open and have some natural snow coming towards us right now. Seems like the weather report's telling us we might get a good dump of snow, which we're all pretty excited about.
Yeah, very excited about that as we're doing the show here on Saturday. It's airing on Monday. Snow is falling right now, I bet, here in Concord. And I'm looking forward to getting that fresh powder here at Pat's Peak. I am Chris Ryan. You're listening to New Hampshire Now, 1-9, 1450 and nhtalkradio.com. We'll come back with more after this. This is New Hampshire Now on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show brought to you by Cheney's Apple House Furniture, as well as Dennehy and Boulle. More from Pat's Peak after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Chris, joining us for the program this hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show brought to you by the Concord Photo Service and the Photo Idea Center, located 29 North Main Street in Concord. Concord Photo Service, working to preserve your memories to last a lifetime. Also want to talk to you about Parker Education. Maximize your child's educational potential by taking their Parker Education. One-on-one tutoring opportunities are available, as well as standardized test preparation. And now, the Parker School of Drama. For more information, check out ParkerEducation.com. Appreciate joining us for the show. I am Chris Ryan. More now from Pat's Peak as we ski Cyclone, joined by my sons Liam and Brennan and Nick from Pat's Peak. We are atop Pat's Peak, and one of the great things about skiing is always the view. And looking out on the horizon here and seeing the hills and mountains here in the great state of New Hampshire, joined by Nick as Pat's Peak opened up this past weekend, and Brennan and Liam, my two sons, here as well, as we all enjoy skiing together. And Brennan has a question for Nick. Go ahead, Bren.
How do you make these Pat's Peak tags?
What's that?
How do you make these Pat's Peak tags?
Where do the tags come from? Like, is
one
of the Bren loves the to collect the different tags that you get. You come to the mountain, says what day you were there, and so how do those get made?
So basically, we get kind of like rolls of the blank tickets, and they come in. They go through a printer, and depending on the day, they'll put in the information. It'll print out the tag for your day, and then they give it to you, and they fold it in half on that little metal thing called a wicket, and then they're good to go and slide down the slopes.
Awesome. And so one of the questions that Brent had, we went to Loon a couple weeks ago, and he was able to stump the guide, was how do you go about determining what the names are for the trails? Each trail has a different name, and also the designations too, where some trails are green, mm-hmm. some trails are blue, some trails are black diamonds, some trails are double black diamonds. How do you go about determining which trail is named what and what designation it gets?
Okay. So I'm not sure exactly why at the beginning they started, but they came up with a theme. They wanted to have Pat's Peak themed with wind names. Actually, now that I think about it, it was because people would have the ability to kind of understand the difficulty of the trail based on how strong of a wind name it was. So, like, you know, Duster, Cyclone, Tornado. Tornado's a double black diamond.
Right.
And, you know, so that kind of, like, was... The theme was put in place to help people understand kind of, like, what the difficulty of each trail might be.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And to actually determine what is a green circle, a blue square, black diamond, etc., there's actually kind of a formula that's laid out. I think it's some sort of standardization amongst most mountains, and it has something to do with the steepness of the pitch, and it can have some steeper bits, but only for like so much feet. There has to be like some sort of average. I'm not sure what the exact numbers and specifications of it are, but there is some sort of standardization of how they determine how to rate trails like that.
In layman's terms, basically, the green trail is the easiest. Mm-hmm. The blue trail will have some areas where it's very steep, but you get a break generally in the middle a couple mm-hmm. of times. Yeah. And then there's the black diamonds. We're going to go on the cyclone, which is steep pretty much throughout, and mm-hmm. you don't get a break. And the difference, obviously, is in bigger mountains, trails can be more difficult just because they're longer and such. So it's generally easiest is green, but a green... in one place is different than green in another place, and so forth.
It can definitely be, yes.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to do Cyclone right now, and we're going to ski down there a little bit and then catch up with Nick in the middle, see if Liam can think of a question, because we're here at Pat's Peak in Henniker, the only Henniker on Earth, and we absolutely love skiing here at Pat's Peak, only 30 minutes from downtown Concord, a place that we've enjoyed coming, and the kids have grown to ski here on this mountain. So we're about halfway down Cyclone, and... you know, one of the questions that I think you always have when you're learning to ski is, at what point are you ready to move from one designation to the other? We talked about the four that exist here. And, you know, Cyclone is very steep, but, you know, it's one that is certainly manageable in my view if you're doing the blues. So, but there's that, you know, for individuals who are... you have trepidation about skiing. There's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't move on to the black. How do you know when you're ready for that, basically?
Well, it really comes down to comfortability. You can go down a trail, and if you're not comfortable with it, you know, maybe you want to take a step back and go on an easier trail. Or if you're just learning something specifically, sometimes staying on some of the easier trails allows you to be able to practice a skill in a little bit easier of an environment, so you can take that next step onto the next trail. So it really comes down to comfortability, and if you're in a lesson, kind of the advice of an instructor.
How do you make the snow?
How do they make the snow?
How do they make the snow? Well, we have lots of kind of like machinery around the mountain. They kind of look like big long poles with kind of these orange caps on the end of them. And they also have these kind of tube-like things up there called fan guns. And between the different kinds of equipment, it all comes down to two things: air and water. They'll take water and spray it into a fine mist, and they'll blow air through it, and that helps kind of cool it down rapidly and crystallize it and turn it into snow. And then by the time it reaches the ground, it's what you see here on the ground.
There you go. How do you, you know, judge conditions too if you're coming to the mountain? Because obviously it's better to ski on snow than on icy snow. And you know, pretty much it's difficult to determine exactly what the conditions are going to be until you are on the hill. So how, what's the best way to know what the type of conditions are going to be that day? Obviously here, you know, as the show broadcasts on Monday, it's snowing out, it's a good day to go skiing.
Right.
But in other times, how do you determine whether it's a good time to come or not come?
Well, it really depends on, you know, again, comfortability too. Some snow conditions might be easier for beginners, like freshly made snow, or, you know, when you've had a snowstorm, it's usually maybe the day after. That's really good conditions for like a beginner. Whereas, you know, your advanced riders, you can ride on more kind of variable conditions, like in deep powder, in kind of like spring skiing conditions, which I love personally.
Same.
Yeah, it really comes down to, you know, again, comfortability. And also, like, if you're wondering what the conditions are at the hill, the most mountains will have like a snow phone that'll have conditions, and you can usually find conditions online as well. And some mountains will also have like a snow report video or some sort of thing that they'll post regularly.
How do you pick the spot, like where it is?
How they determine to have the hill here as opposed to any of the other hills that surround us? How do they pick the spot for a ski mountain?
Well, it all comes down to if you have the mountain, I guess.
If you own it.
it was just a choice, I think, by the owners, the Patinons. They had the property. It was a great spot to put a ski area, and they had the desire to put a ski area there. So there it went.
Anything? Well, Nick, as always, appreciate your time. We look forward to skiing here throughout the year at Pat's Peak. It's such a awesome place for people in and around Concord to learn to ski and begin you know, their process of enjoying the winter here in New Hampshire. Because as somebody who came here from New York, you know, there's two things you can do. You can complain about the winter and just sit inside, or you can go and enjoy the outdoors. And I encourage everybody to enjoy everything that is to offer here at Pat's Peak.
Definitely. I'm excited the winter's finally here. It's been a long summer. Not to say it wasn't a great summer, but I definitely love the winters.
I am totally with you. Like, we are counting day on the days to winter. And other people think we're nuts, but that is who we are.
But they don't understand us.
They don't get it. They just don't get it. All right. It's New Hampshire Now on KXL.
Great time up at Pat's Peak, and what a great snowy day here in the great city of New Hampshire to think and talk and perhaps participate in some skiing here in the great state of New Hampshire. This hour of the show is brought to you by Prescription Center, and this segment of the program presented by Parker Education as well as the Concord Photo Service.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.